This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Star's Opinion, the Christian perspective. My name is Star. If you are new here, welcome. If you are a returning listener or subscriber, welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay, so my last recording on my podcast, I said welcome to Star's Conversations. Didn't even realize it. But if you are not subscribed to my YouTube channel where I speak on biblical principles, go ahead and head over to YouTube and subscribe and like the channel. And I have tons of videos of biblical principles and prophetic words that the Lord has given me. So, quick story, I was doing both. And I was like, Lord, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to give up my podcast and just focus on YouTube and the biblical principles? Or what do you want me to do? And he said, I want you to record the podcast for your podcast. And then eventually you're going to go back to Star's Conversations with the biblical principles, but I want you to kind of focus on your podcast right now. So I said, okay. So since I have been doing that, the Lord has been just dropping things in me. Hey, record this, record that when I'm in prayer and when I am reading the word of God. And he has actually given me topics to speak about for the past month. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna write that down and do it. And I just get so busy with the life. And I'm like, I'm so sorry, Lord, please forgive me. Not acting on what you told me to do when you told me to do it. So that's why I'm doing it. But if you are interested, you could definitely head over to YouTube, Stars Conversations, and subscribe to my channel and watch my videos on biblical principles and stuff like that. Okay, so today's video, I saw a post going, I guess you could say viral, about Elevation Church. And they didn't, basically, they were like, we are not going to use resurrection or the blood of Jesus, X, Y, and Z, because we want people to feel welcome. And I was like, what? And then I saw another post of a Canadian man claiming to be Jesus, and he's doing all type of mysterious miracles, quote unquote. And I'm like, what? So my spirit man, my heart actually got happy because I'm like, yes, Lord, you're soon to come. You're on your way. Yes. Hallelujah. And then the other side was like, wait a minute, I have work to do, right? Because the Bible tells us that we are to go into the world and spread the gospel. So I'm like, oh, wait, I have work to do. Okay, let me not get too excited, because when I see these signs happening, I'm like, yes, I can look up because my redemption, it draws nigh. It draws nigh. So I am happy about that aspect. But what I'm not happy about is this church. But I'm like, am I surprised when I heard the church and when I found out who was the pastor? I cannot say his name. I think it's Stephen. I don't know. But I know his face. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm really not surprised that his church has said that. Then I saw a little clip of a video of a woman from the church that was a representative of the church, like trying to further explain the debauchery that the church has posted. And I want to say this, the devil is a lie. The reason why we celebrate Easter is because we want to celebrate the death and the burial of Jesus Christ in his resurrection. The devil is a lie. The blood of Jesus is here to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's it. And that is all. I know I say that's it and that's all a lot, but that is it and that is all. The devil is a lie. We will celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And if you are offended, it is because it is the spirit of the Antichrist that is working inside of you that is offended, because every knee shall bow and confess that Jesus is Lord. You want to know what the Lord has revealed to me the past couple of days when I saw that post? He revealed to me that he is everybody's God, but not everyone is his child. I'm going to say that again. God is a God to everyone. The God of the Bible, he is everyone's God, but not everyone is his child. Now, let me explain that. He said that my word says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So that means that every knee, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Whether you believe it or not, whether you want to admit it or not, you will bow. Whether he is your king, your savior, the lover of your soul, or whether he is the enemy of your soul, you will bow. He is your God. Now, the question is, are you a child of God? Because not everyone is a child of God. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Not everyone is a child of God, but he is your God, because you will bow, you will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and you will submit under his authority, but you would not be able to inherit his promises in his kingdom. You will be forever separated from him. This is why David says, where can I go without your presence? If I make my bed in hell, you are there. Why? Because he is the God. He reigns supreme over the people in hell. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Is he your God? Is he your God? Are you a child of God is a better question, because he is your God. Whether you serve him or not, he is your God. You will bow to him. You will obey him, whether you want to do it or not in the afterlife. But are you willingly accepting his authority while you're here on earth and you have a choice to do it? That's the question. Are you a child of God? Because not everyone is a child of God. Not everyone is a child of God. That's just what it is. So to hear that there are more many false prophets and many false messiahs rising up, a man that claimed to be Jesus. He says to watch out that in the last days, many will come and say, the Messiah is out here. The Messiah is over here. And then it's right here written in the Bible, and people still fall for it in this day and age. But that's to let you know that people are deceived, that their hearts really don't want him. You really don't want God. You don't want God. You don't love him the way you say you love him. Because if you did, you would keep his commandments. If you did, you would love him with all your heart. If you did, you would not be deceived, because his spirit, his Holy Spirit, will dwell in you. And it says, if it was possible, even the elect would be deceived. But the key word is if it was possible. And the reason why it's not possible, because his Holy Spirit dwells in us. And the way to keep his Holy Spirit dwelling in us is to continue to seek his face in prayer, to continue to read his word and apply it to our lives, to continue to surrender our all to him, if it was possible. But it's not, because we have the Holy Spirit. So do not go to any church that wants to say, oh, you know, we don't want to say resurrection. We don't want to say the blood of Jesus. No, it is the blood of Jesus that cleanses my sin. It is the blood of Jesus that heals me from all unrighteousness. It is the death and resurrection of Jesus, the reason why I have grace and I am saved today. This is why we worship. This is why we are ecstatic to worship, because it shows God's greatest love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whomsoever shall believe in him, who is him, Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. Oh my goodness. So that's all I have to say, is stay away from churches like that, because no, we don't want to do that. We're going to say the blood of Jesus. We're going to say the resurrection, even after, we're going to still say the blood of Jesus. Even after Easter has passed away, we're going to say the blood of Jesus. Let's not forget the blood of Jesus that cleanses, that washes everything away. That's my healing is in there. That I have been grafted in to the family of God through Jesus Christ because he shed his blood. So let's not forget that. Let's not forget that. I am excited because Jesus is coming back. And I'm like literally excited, y'all. Like, oh, yes, it's happening. So I hope you are excited. And if you're not excited, repent and ask God to come into your heart so you can be excited, right? So let me know what you guys think about this video. Leave your comments in the comments below and we will have a conversation down there. Bye.